You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Preseason final game tonight against the Carolina Panthers. Only three preseason games now. You guys know that. Used to be four preseason games. Now, the big question is, will some of the starters play? Mike Tomlin spoke a couple days ago about maybe some of the guys playing in this game. He excluded Aaron Rodgers, TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, and DK Metcalf. Those are the four guys he named that absolutely won't play. And basically, he said that everybody else was on the table and could possibly play. That means Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr., Jalen Warren, Pat Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith. Those guys he alluded to could potentially play, and I'm here to tell you that those guys are not going to play. I'm here to tell you that. That's my hunch. That's my, from my knowledge, that those guys are not going to play. I think Mike Tomlin said that, and he probably told his team that in team meeting to get those guys mentally prepared like they're going to play, to get those guys mentally ready to suit up and act like they're simulating playing a football game, but they're not actually going to play. What's the point? What's the point? You already know that the Carolina Panthers are not going to play their starters. Now, everybody, Austin Bechtold has been saying, oh, Aaron Rodgers needs to play in the preseason. Like, get the hell out of here, Austin. Like, come on, man. Like, guys play. You know how much football the guy has played? It's not like he hasn't been practicing. It's not like he wasn't in the joint practice. Like, he doesn't need to play in a preseason game. All you're doing is asking, inviting risk. It's not that hard to figure out. It's really not. Those guys shouldn't play, especially the guys who have played a lot of football. I mean, if you're an all-pro and you're Jalen Ramsey and you step foot, you know, the first day in training camp and you're already moving around doing the things that you do and they're letting you do what you need to do and how what made you a great football player, what do you need to play in the preseason for? The preseason is for the young guys to see and the bubble guys to see if they can make the roster. See what those guys can do. How can we complete this whole entire roster? Who could we find to add to our team for 2025 to make our team the best team? That's what the preseason's really for. Well, some other teams take different approaches. I mean, obviously you saw Joe Burrow in there on Monday taking sacks, putting himself at risk. You want that for Aaron Rodgers? Really? You want that for some of the other guys that don't really need to play? You know, Jalen Ramsey, who's basically Aaron Rodgers of the defense? No. Against the Carolina Panthers? Give me a break. Those guys, I guarantee, won't play. The names that came in, the names that were brought in that are new, won't play. Now, I could maybe see Jalen Warren get some touches because the run game has been stale throughout the preseason. It's his first year as the bell cow, as the starter. Maybe he needs touches. And only way that any of those guys would ever play that I just named is if it was up to them. If Mike Tomlin sat down and had a conversation with them, was like, how many reps do you need for yourself to get ready? If Jalen Ramsey or Darius Slay said that they needed 10 reps, Mike Tomlin would be like, okay. If they said they need zero, he'd be like, okay. And there's this notion now that Aaron Rodgers is the one dictating everything. I don't need to play in the preseason. You know, this is my show. I come here. You know, I told you this. This is a part of my deal. I don't play in the preseason. I highly doubt that. I think it's really that cut and dry. Everybody's looking into this situation with Aaron Rodgers not playing a preseason game, saying that Aaron Rodgers is a dictator here and telling Mike Tomlin what to do. It's not that deep. It's that he's 41 years old and he's played 1,000 football games in his damn life.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
He doesn't need to go in there against the backups of the Carolina Panthers. He doesn't need to go in there against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they had a joint practice. He doesn't need to go in there against the Jacksonville Jaguars. It means nothing for Aaron Rodgers. He will gain absolutely nothing. The team will gain absolutely nothing. You know what you're getting out of Aaron Rodgers. You see him every day. The only team, the only players that should play, that will play during the season, that should play in this football game, is the offensive line. That's your biggest question mark, right? One of my biggest question marks is running back. But for as a whole of the Pittsburgh Steelers, if you're assessing them and you're evaluating them going into the season, and you have been throughout training camp, the biggest question mark is how can we get this offensive line to play up to par? It is the only unit that has to really work together on the football field. They need to play in this game. Broderick Jones needs to play in this game. I wouldn't mind seeing Sam Allen in this game because he has to work next to Broderick Jones, has to work next to Zach Frazier. Mason McCormick, Troy Faltanu, I would have that unit play maybe two series because they still have some stuff to iron out. Like, I totally get that. If they have a decent year this year, the offensive line, I'm saying, and the Steelers win a playoff game, I guarantee the offensive line won't play in next year's preseason games. But they are the biggest unknown, which makes a lot of sense. Everybody else is known. You know what everybody else can do. That's why I put aside Jaylen Warren a little bit. You don't know if he could be the bell cow, but you're not going to find that out against the Carolina Panthers backups. You're not. You know what DK Metcalf can do. You know what Aaron Rodgers can do. You know what Jonnu Smith can do. You know what Jalen Ramsey can do. And you know what Darius Slay can do. They do not need to play in this game. Enough is enough. Like, it's really not rocket science here. It's not rocket science at all. So the offensive line, yes, I do believe they should play in this football game. You're going to maybe see Mason Rudolph a little bit. You're going to see a lot of Skylar Thompson, and you're going to see some of Logan Woodside at quarterback. But other than that, get ready to see what you basically saw in the players you saw in the last game. Caleb Johnson needs to – I'd play him majority of this football game. Majority of this football game. Not a half. I'd probably play him like three quarters, honestly. To see what he can do, to see how he can last in a football game. Get him some confidence rolling into the season. You may need him at some point. I mean, injuries are crazy at running back. Injuries are crazy in the NFL. You need to get him up to speed quick. Because sometimes it seems like the game is way too fast for him. And I tell you what, it's going to get 1,000 times faster whenever they play the Jets. 1,000. So that's a guy that I would absolutely give a lot of touches to. Derek Harmon, I think maybe 10 reps again. Kind of know what he can do. He's your first round pick. I mean, obviously Jack Sawyer, yes, a lot. Cole Holcomb, a lot. He needs it because he's coming off an injury. But guys, come on. Mike Tomlin just wants these guys to get ready and simulate like they are playing in getting ready for a regular season game, but they are not going to play in this football game. Now call me out, though. If everybody plays except for the guys he named, then call me out. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm an idiot. But trust me, I don't think that that's the case. I don't think that's the case. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.